And tie my message this morning by the sea. Bobby Darin wrote a song, Beyond the Sea. And that was a neat song. Any of you like 50s, 60s music like me, it's a neat song, Beyond the Sea. But I wanted to talk about what happened by the sea. And our scripture text this morning is in Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 23. New Living Translation says this. This is when Jesus began his ministry. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, talking about John the Baptist, he left Judea and returned to Galilee. But instead of going on to Nazareth, he went to Capernaum beside the Sea of Galilee, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. This fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy, which we read part of in chapter 9, verses 1 through 2. In the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, beside the sea beyond the Jordan River in Galilee, where so many Gentiles live, the people who sat in darkness had seen a great light. And for those who lived in the land where death casts its shadows, a light has been shined. From then on, Jesus began to preach. Turn from your sins and turn to God, because the kingdom of heaven is near. And then he chose his first disciples. One day, as Jesus was walking along the shore beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, fishing with a net, for they were commercial fishermen. Jesus called out to them, "Come, be my disciples, and I will show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets at once and went with him. A little further up the shore, he saw two other brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them too. They immediately followed him, leaving the boat and their father behind. And Jesus traveled throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogue, preaching everywhere the good news about the kingdom. And he healed people who had every kind of sickness and disease. News about him spread far beyond the borders of the Galilee, so that the sick were soon coming to be healed as far away as Syria. And whatever their illness and pain, or if they were possessed by demons or epilepsies or were paralyzed, he healed them. Large crowds followed him wherever he went, and people from Galilee and the 10 towns, Jerusalem, from all of Judea, and from the east of the Jordan River. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious words.